This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
These are all issues plaguing the youth of America.
Yeah. Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Alex Albrecht.
I'm Allison Hayslip. And for approximately the next 30-ish minutes, Alex and I are having an adult beverage and chatting about things we found interesting this week.
Correct. Yeah. Or maybe our worldly adventures.
Oh, yes.
Of course, sitting in and chatting with us is the lovely and talented Mr. Tom Super Volcano Krajewski.
I love it. Thank you. Mr. Boston. Alex, I just had a panic attack. Are you actually recording right now?
I am.
Okay. Because I felt like we were sitting around chatting for a very long time.
So did
you record all of that?
Yes, I did.
Good call. When in doubt, record.
Shit. That's my new mantra.
You've recorded a lot of stuff that should not have been recorded.
Oh, yeah. No. None of that's going to be used.
Okay. Just keep it for blackmail.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. Hi guys.
Hey, welcome back.
Yes. I've missed you guys.
First off, we've got to talk about craziness that happened to you in Italy, right?
This is going to be a story.
I'm so jazzed. Yeah. I mean, I'm sad that it happened.
But you're so jazzed.
But I'm so jazzed that we get to hear it.
You guys,
like,
it's intense.
First hand account.
So first off, just to recap, my friend got married in Sorrento, Italy. So I turned it into a whole trip. I went to New York for like a day, a day and a half, something like that.
New York, Italy.
Yep.
New York, France, Italy. New York, London, France, Italy, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I went to New York and then I flew to London where I got to watch Eurovision. Have you guys heard about
what
Eurovision?
Is this?
Oh my gosh. It is this competition that happens once a year where all the European countries are a part of it and they all submit one singing act.
Oh.
And then they all compete like kind of American Idol style, except with no actual judges.
What do you mean no actual judges?
Well, no visual judges. It's not like judges comment after every performance, but there is a panel that watches them all.
A secret panel voting?
Yes, a secret panel.
That's amazing.
And so they all perform one song, and then it's 2 hours of live voting. So the show continues with like randomly Justin Timberlake performed, and like the two hosts like try to come up with terrible skits to do and things like that.
Oh, Jesus, this is amazing.
And then all the countries vote. So the panel votes and gives a certain amount of votes, and then the countries vote and give a certain amount of votes and then whoever wins they win the ability to host Eurovision the next year.
That is the stupidest prize.
I think they also win like some money or something like that. But so Eurovision was in Sweden this year because a Swedish guy won last year.
Oh, it's like the Olympics, like the actual it takes place in the winner's country.
Mm-hmm. But the prize
also
is
that's not like the Olympics, Alex.
Well, no, but I mean, like, it moves around. It's not like the Olympics are always in Greece.
Correct.
It's like, no, the Olympics are in new places.
But the thing is that the performances are so, they're so over the top.
Well, they have to be.
Because they just need to stand out. It's not really about whether or not you're the best singer. It's like if your performance is the most ridiculous or not.
Wasn't this the one that, like, some dude looked like Jesus dressed up as a chick, but he had like a full beard and he won?
I think that has happened.
Yeah.
Some like old grannies won 1 year, but this is also like...
That's not serious of a competition.
ABBA won 1 year, and that's how they became famous.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
So
wow. Wikipedia.
Yeah, ABBA won back in the 70s or whatever. And
How long has it been going on?
Years and years. I think
that
36,
is fantastic.
Maybe longer. I have no idea.
So it was happening.
So I actually got to watch it when I was in London, which was rad. And then my friend and I took the tunnel to Paris.
Yeah.
And I ate so much cheese and drank so much wine. And I was on the Eiffel Tower.
I know.
I walked
up
the Eiffel
Tower. We actually have an email about that.
Oh, we do? Yeah. Sweet. We'll get to that. And I saw the Mona Lisa.
Oh.
I totally selfied with the Mona Lisa.
I think I saw that selfie.
Yeah. And then...
Oh, you had never been to Paris before. What did you think?
I've never been to Paris. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, it's great, right?
You know what's so funny, though? My friend and I were sitting at a cafe one day having a liquid chocolate.
What?
It's not a hot chocolate.
What's that?
It's literally a cup of liquid chocolate, and it's warm. And
that
you
sounds fantastic.
It's so good. It's like hot chocolate is its like lame inbred cousin.
Yeah, like little watered dead. Like that's the one that doesn't do well on the SATs.
Yeah.
But liquid chocolate goes to MI fucking T.
Yes, exactly.
Massachusetts Institute.
So, what? Yeah. Can you use those
words? You guys know. You guys know.
So I was, my friend and I are sitting
this
at this cafe.
This is like the first beer I've had in a very long time.
Good job.
By the way.
Nice. I've been drinking a lot. Mm. And so the waiter is like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm from Los Angeles. He's like, oh, that's got to be awesome. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you know, it's Los Angeles.
It's not Paris.
Well, yeah. And he was like, have you been to Paris before? And I was like, no, I love it. And he was like, why? And I was like, all these like cute cafes. I mean, literally my friend and I, what we did is touristy stuff in the morning. And then for the rest of the day, just went, that place looks cute. Let's go have a glass of wine there. Yep. That place looks cute. Let's go have a little cheese there. Like for 6 hours, we would just walk around and eat and drink. Yeah. And it was great.
That's what you do.
And the waiter goes, live here for a few months. You'll get over it. And I was like, but it's Paris.
Don't break my mind.
I know. So then from Paris, I was flying to Naples. So the only way to get to Sorrento.
Napoli.
Yes. The only way to get to Sorrento is to either, you can either fly into Naples and take a train, which is what I was doing, or you can like fly into anywhere and rent a car and drive. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable driving
in Italian.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But when I told people I was flying into Naples, everyone was like, do not go to Naples by yourself. Naples is a sketchy city.
Really?
They're like, it's really dangerous.
Oh,
I was like,
wow.
Really?
That's new information.
I know, exactly. It was shocking to me, but so many people said it to me that I was like, okay, I want to listen to this information.
Yeah.
So I arranged it with my friend Lily. She was flying into Rome, and then she took a train from Rome to the Naples train station.
Got it.
And then we were taking a train together from Naples to Sorrento. And I'm like, great. So I'm traveling with, the only time I was alone in Naples was I flew into the airport and had to take a shuttle.
Right.
From the airport to the train station.
Gotcha.
And the shuttle like drives you straight through the center of town. And I was looking around being like, oh my God, this place is sketch city.
Like, wow.
How? It just looks like people pickpocketing each other, lifting.
Basically, right. I mean.
Yeah, I pickpocket you. You pickpocket me.
It looks like every third world Latino country that appears in the Fast and Furious movies.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's like literally like roofs are falling apart and every car is beat to shit. And like there's no parking laws. So things are just parked anywhere. And like,
geez.
And there's just trash all over the place.
Wow.
And yeah, it's
who
insane.
Romantic.
And like, I don't mean to feel, it doesn't feel dangerous. Like I didn't think I was going to walk out and get shot or something
like
that. But it's definitely like sketch, you know? I was like, oh my gosh. So we get to the shuttle stop. And it's right outside the train station, but the train station is labeled with a shopping center sign.
Oh, that's nice.
And so I looked at it and I was like, is that the train station? And then as I was getting off the bus, I asked the bus driver, I was like, train station? He goes, yeah, that way. And he points me in the opposite direction.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay, that feels weird, but all right. So I start walking that direction. And as I'm walking that way, I'm like, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. And there was an American couple walking right in front of me. I could hear them talking.
Yeah.
So they stopped for a second. And I was like right behind them. I was like, hey, are you guys walking to the train station? And they were like, no, we're walking to go get pizza. The train station is back there. And I was like, okay, that's what I thought. But the bus driver pointed me in this direction. They were like, yeah, no, it's that way. I was like, okay, cool. So I turn around and I'm walking back towards this train station. I have to walk through this like, it's like down a sidewalk where there's all these little mini marts and like merchants set up on the street.
Yeah.
And it's really crowded and packed.
Yeah.
You know, and I have my suitcase and my backpack and whatever. And I'm like marching towards the train station, like very
purposely. Looking like a
very
tourist.
Purposely. Well, no. I mean, not like
but
a tourist.
With all
like,
your baggage.
With my
like,
bags, yes.
Not.
Yeah.
But, but like, I'm not someone who's like wandering around and being like,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm walking there and some guy bumps into me really hard. And I was like, oh, sorry. And then he reacted in a way that was not like, oh, I'm so sorry. He like mumbled something. And I was like, that was fucking sketchy. And then he stepped in front of me and just stopped short. Like cut me off and just stopped. And I was like, and I hit him again. And I was like, what the fuck? So I scooted around him and like started speed walking.
Yeah.
And then I could see in the reflection of the store windows, he was still behind me. And I was like, what the fuck? So I just like took off and like ran into the train station. And then once I made it into the train station, I was like, okay, cool. And I'm walking around the train station trying to figure out where the hell this train to Sorrento is.
Yeah.
Because nothing makes any sense in this train station.
Yeah.
Because I'm still waiting for Lily.
They're like, gelato, pizza. And you're like, no, Sorrento.
Yeah, where? and Lily's train hasn't arrived yet. I have like 20 minutes till Lily's train gets there. So I'm in the train station. And as I'm walking around, security comes up to me.
Yeah.
And they're like, ma'am. And I'm like, what? They're like, your bag. And I look back and my backpack had been unzipped.
Yeah.
And my iPad was sitting right there.
What?
But my iPad is in such like a janky beat up case, like a faux leather case. Yeah. I don't think they realized what it was.
Yeah.
But that's when I realized this guy was like stopping short. I'm pretty sure someone was behind me to try to rip shit out of my backpack.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God. And so then I'm texting with Lily being like, because Lily had wanted to stop in Naples and get pizza because that's technically where pizza was invented.
Yeah.
And I was like,
place on earth.
I was like, we are getting the fuck.
Put some tomato sauce and cheese on this thing. Maybe people come in. We take their pants.
We take their pants?
Yeah,
that's what they do.
They made pizza so they could steal pants?
Yes.
Why not? Wow.
That's why it tastes so good.
So many pants.
Because you're like, when did my pants get taken?
Yeah. But the pizza's so good.
I've been enjoying this pizza and I didn't even
realize.
Who
would have thought tomato sauce and basil and cheese would be so good on bread?
And it feels better with your pants on?
Yeah,
there you go.
So you had no locks on your thing, obviously.
On my backpack?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have locks on my backpack.
Well, no.
Like a
first off,
lock?
That's not a thing. You make that sound like that's a thing. But
B.
But B.
On my suitcase,
now,
maybe.
But B, now.
Yes, if I ever go back to Naples.
Dude, why wouldn't you just travel with, like, now you've been to the picture show.
Yeah.
Like, now, get a lock.
Show.
You know what I mean? Like,
the picture show.
So what happened? Because this doesn't sound like
phone
stolen.
No, we're not
stolen.
There yet. By the way, we are not there yet.
This
I'm just prefacing.
Crazy.
This is leading up to it.
So was anything gone?
No, nothing was gone. And I was like, thank God. But I'm also like completely freaked out now.
Of course.
And I'm texting with Lily and I'm like, fuck no, we are not staying for pizza. We are getting on the first train to Sorrento. As soon as you get here, we're getting the fuck out of Naples. This is sketchy. I'm texting my friend who I was just in Paris with because she was one of the people who was like, be careful in Naples. I was like, dude, I was almost pickpocketed. Like, this is insane. You're not wrong. She's like, yeah, you have to be careful. So I am now on high alert.
Amazing.
Okay? Which makes this story so much more ridiculous. So Lily's train arrives. We then have to stumble around to try to find this train to Sorrento. And and they're like, no, this train, it's not the above part. It's underground. And we're like, what? So we go downstairs and we ask this, you know, we find a ticket booth and we're like, the train to Sorrento? They're like, oh yeah, the next one leaves in like 10 minutes. We're like, great, here's your ticket, whatever. And we go to where the train is. It's not a train.
It's like a subway.
It's a subway, but it's not underground. It's an above ground subway.
Weird.
But when I say subway, I mean it's like sketchy as shit. Everything has like graffiti all over it. You know what I mean? It's a subway train car, so it's like those plastic seats, you know. And there's poles for people.
How long
to hold
is the
onto.
Train?
About an hour,
oh,
an hour
sucks.
10, something like that. And it's packed on
I'm
the
telling
platform.
You, Hyperloop. Hyperloop.
Yeah, seriously. It's packed on the platform and I'm like, oh my God, we're never getting a seat on this train.
Right.
And we have all of our luggage and like Lily just took a 13-hour flight from LA and then a train. So we're both like,
fuck this shit.
Yeah. We're like, oh, this sucks. So we get on the train and there's, you know, the doors slide open and there's room against the far door.
Yeah.
And because we have all of our bags, we're like, great. We're just going to stand against the far door.
Copa squad on the far door.
By total random coincidence, the American couple who I asked for directions to the train station get on the train right after us and stand right next to us.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, oh, hey, guys. Like, blah, blah, blah. So we're chatting with them the whole time. They're very lovely. They're just traveling around. We were like, you're not here for a wedding, are you? And they were like, no,
amazing.
No, we're just having fun. So about halfway through this train ride, you know, it makes stops every like 2 or 3 minutes, doors slide open, people leave, people get on, whatever. We stop in this one place that's like the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, not, it's obviously a very tiny town.
It's a one goat town.
Basically. I mean, the platform is literally just a platform and then you like walk off into like the wilderness.
Yeah.
It looks like, so the train doors open, the opposite train, opposite doors from where, the train doors open. And this guy stands right there and then he turns and he looks at me and I looked right at him and I just got this Iggy feeling.
Yeah.
It was so, the way he looked at me was like, I mean, you know, as a woman, sometimes guys look at you and you don't like the way it feels.
Yeah. You're like,
you know,
that's
sketchy.
Like, yeah. You're like, don't check me out.
But it was that.
It's like Tom's guns.
Yeah.
You're like,
the way your arms looked at me. But it was like that times 10. It was super sketchy. It just felt really aggressive.
Mm.
And as I'm thinking this in my head, as I'm going, why is this guy looking at me? He literally lunges forward, rips my phone out of my hand.
What?
And takes off out the door.
Oh my God.
What?
And my instinct is to chase him.
Yeah.
Like not even thinking, like because I'm seeing it happen as he does it. I scream, oh no, you don't, you fucker. And run out the door after him. Wow. No thought whatsoever.
Amazing.
Left your luggage behind. So like you ran off after him.
Oh, and your friend.
What? No. My friend has no idea what happened.
Yeah.
Oh.
By the way, I don't know what's going on with my friend at this point. I'll tell my friend's side of the story.
Yeah.
So I chase this dude out onto the platform. He jumps down onto the tracks behind the train. Yeah. I follow suit like I am Jason fucking Statham or something
amazing.
Like that.
Amazing.
Literally like just hauling ass after this dude. So pissed. Like yelling at him. At one point, he turns and looks back and I can tell that he's like, oh, fuck, this chick is chasing me.
Yeah.
And I am like Terminator running after his ass just like whoop, whoop, whoop. And then I hit a rock.
Oh,
and I
no.
just lay out on the train tracks.
Oh, no.
That doesn't stop me, by the way.
Oh.
I pop right back up and I keep running.
Oh,
but it's
my
like,
God.
That moment, that like half second of me being on the
was
ground.
Was enough for him to get away?
No. Well, one, that, yes. I don't know if I actually would have caught him.
Right.
Because it's a race.
Right. Yeah.
But two, it gave my brain a second to go,
should I be chasing this guy?
Yeah. No, I thought, Allison, what the fuck are you doing? What if the train leaves without you? Get back on the fucking train. You have no phone, no luggage. Oh, you are fucked. Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere, Italy.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, my gosh. So that's when I like gave it up to God. I was like, you got my phone, dude.
Yeah.
And I stop and I turn around and I am looking at a platform full of people. Everyone on the train had gotten off the train and was staring back at me. And I was like,
oh, my God, that's amazing.
I know. And I was like, he got my phone. And they're like, oh. And so I get back and people like help me back up onto the platform.
Oh my God.
So my friend
First
Millie.
First off, you win the train. Like that is, they're all going like, Jesus, did you see that chick?
Yeah.
She was like the Terminator or Jason Statham.
What
Jason
are the other?
Statham.
Hey, Jason the Statham.
Terminator.
Yeah. So what Lily had done, God bless her, she
pulled the emergency don't fucking leave train thing or whatever. Yeah,
all she heard was me scream and run off the train.
Oh wow!
And so she thought maybe the guy had stolen something out of her backpack because her back had been to him, and she was like checking for her shit. And then she realized I was off the train, and she was like, "Fuck, I can't leave her." She stuck herself in the doorway of the train.
Oh smart!
So the doors couldn't close. And then her idea was she actually had asked the American couple. She's like, "Hand me the luggage. Hand me the luggage."
Oh, because she would have gotten.
She was gonna get off the train and wait for me on the platform.
Got it.
But because she wouldn't let the doors close, the conductor actually just stopped the train and came back to see what was wrong. And that's when she was like, my friend. And so then I, at this point, I've stopped and turned around and everyone's on the platform. So I get back up and the conductor is talking. No one speaks English, by the way.
Yeah.
The conductor is basically telling me that he's like, Polizia, Sorrento. And we're like, okay, he says we should go to the police when we get to Sorrento.
Sorrento, got it.
I'm like, all right. And as we're talking, that's when this other woman is like, ay, and she's pointing to my arm. And I look down and I realize my whole arm is like scratched up and like, it's like road rash, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I'm like, ooh, and my knee's kind of sore. Oh, and my finger's a weird color. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm hurt. Like, I didn't, because you have so much adrenaline going, like it didn't even occur to me. So we're like, oh, well, so, we're back on the train and the American couple is like, are you OK? And I'm like, yeah. And we're talking about it. And Lily's like, you're handling this really well. And I'm like, well, what the fuck am I going to do?
What, like, come on. My phone's gone.
Phone's gone, you know.
And it's just your phone. It wasn't like your wallet, your passport, for fuck's sake.
And I was with Lily.
Your whole bag. Yeah.
I was with Lily.
Yeah, you were with somebody you knew.
So
I was
safe with her, you know. And
like, had there not been Americans there and you not been with your friend, like, had you done what you were thinking of doing, which was just taking the train yourself,
because
that was the sketch, right? Was like, you just take the train yourself. That would have been fucking scary as shit.
Oh, I know. I would have lost my... I wouldn't...
And the train could have gone.
Yeah.
The train could have left.
And if I then made it to Sorrento, I wouldn't have known where I was going because all my fucking info was on my phone.
You know?
Like,
amazing.
We don't think about that shit. We just keep everything in our email.
Yeah.
You didn't have any dirty pictures of us on your phone, did you? I don't want those getting out.
I don't have any dirty pictures of you guys, period.
But, okay, good.
They were pretty tastefully done when we did those pictures.
Oh, the boudoir shoot we did. Yeah.
So they
sponsored the show. You don't remember the boudoir shoot that sponsored the show?
Totally. That would be...
And Tom and I were like, we're in. And you were like, go ahead, guys.
That would be phenomenal.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
Can we make that happen?
I'm sponsoring the show, and I am a boudoir photographer. So
boudoir.
Free boudoir photos.
Boudoir. I just like how you keep saying boudoir.
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 Well, you were in France.
I was. So
So we get to
Sorrento.
Now, were they like the hot Italian police that you wish they were?
No. Okay, so wait,
you know what I mean? Like,
you guys, yeah. The story is not over.
Wow.
You're like, I woke up, I'm now married in Sorrento.
Yeah, right?
So, I own three goats.
A lot of lemons. Sorrento is known for lemons. Mm. So many lemon trees.
Limoncello.
Yeah, really good stuff, limoncello. Yeah. So the conductor, like, first off, he's like, this is the stop that we were at.
Right, yeah.
Via San Antonio, if you're ever on that train, that's where it happened.
And you see some sketchy guy, punch him.
Yeah. And he pointed us in the direction of the Polizia. So we walked down there and we get to the police station and it's like gated and you have to like buzz in. And I'm like a little like, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
So we walk back the
you're
way
like,
we...
Bzz. Yeah. They're like, go away.
Yeah.
And you're like, Polizia, go away.
Because
you're like, this feels wrong.
Well, you know what I mean? Like you feel like you should be able to just walk into a police station. So I was like, this doesn't seem right. So we walked back the way we came because there was a traffic cop like a block earlier. Yeah. So we walked back there and I explained to him what had happened. And he said, yeah, actually you should go. By the way, not in this good of English. Yeah. Everything was in like very broken, somewhat Italian English.
Yeah.
He's like, you have to go to the Cabarinini or something like that.
Oh, is there like a public...
He's like, it's more appropriate. I'm like, all right. What is it? He's like, it's down that block. And we're like, all right. So we walk down that block and I see this thing that says, I'm butchering the word.
Yeah.
Whatever. I've come to find out that there are two different police branches in all of Italy, but the Cabarini or whatever.
No, that's perfectly pronounced.
Sure. They're basically the King's Guard when there was a king. But so when the king, they became like local law enforcement when there is no longer a king in Italy.
Now they
basically become very similar.
Got it.
Yeah, stuff.
So there's two cops, basically.
Yeah. But the Cabarini still maintain the uniform.
Oh.
So they're in like fancier uniforms.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So we walk in there. It's after 6 o'clock at this point, and we walk in there, and the guy at the reception, I explain what happens, and then he's like, no English. And I'm like, cool.
He's like,
after 20 minutes,
English. And you're like, well, you said that really well.
And so he types, that's basically what he learned to say in English.
Yeah.
So he types something into his computer, and he gets it translated, and he says, like, we have to come back tomorrow at 8 a.m., and there will be a translator there. And I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. You know, we're all exhausted and dirty. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with this at 8 a.m., but fine. So we go back out onto the street and we're trying to figure out how we can get a taxi to our taxi to our Airbnb or an Uber. We're like, there's no Ubers in Sorrento. There's Ubers in Paris and Rome, by the way. So it wasn't crazy that we thought maybe there might be Ubers. Yeah. And as we're out there discussing, the guy comes back out and he's like, oh, come in, come in. And we're like, all right. So we come in and we sit on these couches. And from upstairs, the most gorgeous man.
You're too nice.
Walks down, but he's in street clothes, so I'm not thinking anything of it. But this very attractive man walks down from upstairs.
You're like, well, there's an Italian model.
Yeah, I was like, hey, and he goes and he talks to the guy at the reception, and then he turns around, and he looks right at me. He's like, they stole your phone, and I'm like, yeah. And he's like, okay. And he sits down with me and he's like, tell me everything.
But they
didn't
steal my heart.
Right?
Look into my eyes and tell me everything.
And so I'm sitting here going, who is this guy? Is he the translator? And he just happened to be here? Like, what's happening? And I'm telling him the whole story and he's like making me give him a description of the guy and give him a description of my phone, which I thought was hilarious because he was like, was there anything on the phone? I'm like, oh yeah, on the back of the case was a sticker that said con man.
Oh, amazing.
I had a con man sticker on my phone case. And he was like, a sticker? He didn't... Sticker was a word that didn't translate.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to like describe it.
Yeah,
and then
like,
I just...
You know, it's like
mini painting on sticky.
Yeah.
But then I also
painting.
And he was like, what was it? And I just had to write down con man on the paper in all caps.
Amazing.
To be like, that was on the phone. I don't know. Like, by the way, I know I'm never seeing this phone again.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So this goes on for a little while, and then he's like talks to his buddy again. He's on the phone and all this. He's like, because there's cameras on the train.
Oh.
The conductor told me that there's cameras on the train, and he's like, but those cameras are run from the Naples station, so we had to call the Naples station to get access to the cameras and all
Got
that kind
it.
Of crap. And then he looks at me and he goes, "Okay, we're gonna take you to the hospital." And I was like, oh, that feels excessive.
They have many stickers there.
Yeah.
I guess. Whatever.
Point us to the con man.
Yes.
Well, no, it was a sticker.
It was a...
That's not what I was saying. He was...
So he's like, we're going to take you to the... I mean, I know I'm a little banged up, but I don't feel hospital worthy.
Yeah.
But he's like, we're taking you to the hospital. I'm like, okay, attractive man. And then he looks.
I will go wherever you need me to.
Yeah. And he's like, your friend will stay here with your stuff. And Lily's like, I am. And Rob's like, okay. Wow, like, he just spoke to us with yep. such authority mm-hmm. yeah. and like with such beautiful green eyes. And yep. we're like, whatever you say. And so then all of a sudden. Yeah, right. Tom, they can't see that.
That's actually probably yeah. a good thing.
Right. So before I know it, I'm getting ushered into the backseat of a cop car
yeah.
with two other cops driving and Hottie McHotterson sitting next to me in the seat. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I feel like I'm on some weird like high school date where my parents are going to drop me off somewhere.
That's amazing. You like at the Beetlejuice?
But I'm also like, oh shit, I just left my friend. I have no phone. Like,
right,
what?
Yeah.
I don't,
yeah, you're like, I'm with this guy until he brings me back to my friend. Yeah,
with
yeah,
my
yeah.
life. We go to the hospital. The hospital, it's like where the zombie apocalypse would start. It is like
amazing.
Just this like tiny little building. It's real dark inside. Like everything's, there's just shit in the hallways, you know,
amazing.
Like random gurneys and like filing cabinets and things like that.
Uh-huh.
No one speaks English except for my hot cop.
hot cop.
By the way, it's at this point where I've slowly pieced together what I think is that he is actually a cop.
Yeah.
But because it was after 6 p.m., he was off work and he had already changed back into his street clothes.
Got it. He was going home and then was like, oh, but I speak English.
And so he agreed
American,
to stick around.
Got it,
yeah.
Got it.
So, God bless him. That was so nice. So then I'm at the hospital and he's explaining to the people what happened. And so this huge man of a nurse brings me into another room, like, yeah. and sits me on a bed and I show him my, like, wounds. And he basically just dumps iodine all over me.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
Wraps me all up.
Oh, is that where the picture is?
Yes, from, yes. Yeah, from the picture Instagram? On my Instagram.
Oh. Yeah.
And then I show him that my finger is kind of like sore and that it's a weird color. And
Did
he's,
you hurt it?
Yeah. Well, I think I just jammed it.
Got it.
At this point, I'm like, oh, but it is kind of sore. And they're like, all right. So we go back to the other room where there's an actual doctor, I think. And he like types something up on a computer. And then they hand me a piece of paper. And they're like, minuto. I'm like, what?
What?
And he's like, me no do. I'm like,
me no do. What? I don't do.
No, it. No.
Right?
No, not at all.
Me no do.
The nurse,
I don't want to be done.
The giant nurse man takes me to the elevator and he's like pointing to the numbers and he's like, me no do. And I'm like, that's
the
when I'm like,
no.
Oh, no, minus no. two. I have to go to minus two on the elevator.
Oh, that's clear.
And he goes, radiology. And I'm like, oh, I'm getting x-rays.
Oh.
Radiology.
Crazy Italian right. x-rays.
I'm like, okay. So he puts me in the elevator and I'm like, wait, where are we? He's like, we're zero. And I'm like, okay, got it. At least I can get back to this
yeah,
floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I go down to Minu 2.
I love that they just put you on the elevator and go to radiology.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, all right.
What?
I know.
I get
off the elevator. I'm literally in the basement of the hospital.
Amazing.
It is even darker. Like, I'm pretty sure lights are flickering. Like, it's super
amazing.
Sketch.
Amazing.
And there is no one. I am walking in and out of offices, like, trying to find people. Eventually, I just stand in the hallway and I'm like, hello?
You're like radiology.
I'm like, what is happening? And then I hear this like pitter patter of feet and this like very cute woman comes from around a corner from God knows where.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hand her the thing and she's like, oh, okay. And so she's like, your finger and your knee. She was like pointing, because my knee was so banged up, I think they wanted to check it out too. So they take x-rays of my finger and of my knee.
Yeah.
And then this other doctor's looking at them on a screen and he literally just gives me a thumbs up sign. And she looks at me,
it's a medical term.
Good, you're good. And I'm like, all right, nothing's broken. And I saw the x-rays as well. And I was like, okay, I'm not that I know how to read x-rays, but I'm like, nothing looks broken.
Yeah, nothing. There's no bones at a weird angle or scratchy.
So I go back. I leave Minu 2. Yeah, I leave
Italian for broken. Scratchy.
Scratchy.
Oh, your finger's scratchy. Oh, it's broken.
Not scratchy.
Not just scratchy. Mm. Oh, a little broken.
Yeah,
yeah, you're not scratchy.
That's fine. I leave Minu 2 and I go back to zero.
Yeah.
And I find Hot Cop.
Nice.
Hot Cop.
And the doctor's typing up more shit on the computer while I'm sitting there and I'm still like, I don't understand what the fuck is happening.
You're like,
right
help
now.
Me up. Cop.
And Hot Cop's on the phone. And then he looks at me and he's like, okay, when you were chasing him, he pushed you and you fell, right? And I was like, no, I tripped like a moron.
Yeah.
And that's how I hurt myself. And he goes, oh, and he gets this really like pensive look on his face and he looks even more handsome. And then he's like talking on the phone and then he gets off the phone and he's like, he's literally like scratching his like jaw and everything, like thinking really hard. And then he turns and looks at me and he goes, when we write up report, he pushed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hot cop.
Hot cop's my new hero.
Hot cop.
And I was like, what? And then he's like, it's a more severe crime.
Yeah, it's an assault.
It's assault.
Yeah.
Exactly. By the way.
Cop. No, it's a smart cop.
That's a dirty cop.
Smart cop. Hot cop.
He had already gotten upset with me for saying that the guy was a thief. He was like, no, he's a robber. Because that's more serious. A thief is someone who like...
He takes a loaf of bread.
Yeah, yes.
A robber like pushes you down and takes your stuff.
Yes, a robber. Yeah. It's like planned. It's more malicious and
got
stuff
it,
like that.
Yeah.
So I had to keep referring this to this as a robbery.
Got it.
Interesting.
And now he's like, okay, and the guy pushed you. And then he looks, he goes, there's no cameras on the platform. And I'm like, well, no. I go, oh, so you don't have footage of him? It's not on the train? He's like, no. Cameras on the train. Not on the platform. And I realize what he's telling me is that
nobody will say
there's no video footage of me just falling flat on my ass.
He's like, I am protecting your honor.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's stupid.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So finally,
it's just so embarrassing for you.
Yeah. I am trying to make it easier for you and your friends.
It was very obvious that he just wanted
throw at this guy.
When I told him what happened, he was like, in Naples, they are shit. They are fucking animals. Those people are shit. And I was like,
amazing.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
This guy's got a vendetta against
Napoli. He wants to find this guy.
Yeah.
Hot cop had his origin story in Naples.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I became a cop.
Yeah, he's basically Batman.
Yeah, so like an hour and a half later, I get brought back to the station. Thank you. And Lily's sitting there like she's chain smoked a million cigarettes.
Amazing.
So she's like, I have no idea where they've taken Allison. I can't leave.
She could have internal bleeding.
Yeah,
like, we
have no idea.
I'm hoping she comes out of the weird hospital alive.
So I come back and we're like, phew, we're done. And then the guy's like, no, we have to type up the report. So we have to go up.
And you're like, no, you have to type up the report.
No, I have to
sign the report.
Oh.
So we have to go up to Hot Cop's office.
That's not bad.
It takes. We're
Did
there.
He have limoncello? Was he like limoncello?
No, I wish. it's there that I realize his name is Augustino because it's like written on his like the placard.
Is
or whatever.
That hot to you girls? Augustino, the name.
If you're a hot Italian with green eyes and your name is Augustino.
By the way, he's still just Hot Cop.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, Lily referred to him the rest of the trip as my Italian boyfriend.
Oh.
He was really hot. so then we're sitting there for like another hour while he's just typing, looking stuff up, typed. And I have no idea what the fuck he's doing. We're just sitting there. Lily and I are like texting. Well, I'm not texting. Lily's texting with our friends who are already there being like, when the fuck are you bitches getting here? And I'm like, show them my wounds and like tell them to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then finally the guy's like, okay, I realized what he was doing was he typed up the report in Italian and then had to figure out how to translate it all to English.
Oh, so you could read it and sign it. Because if you signed it in Italian, it could be...
It was hilarious.
The Death Star was...
The translation was so funny. I was like, none of this... I was like, I get what
the man's
what
hand interred her phone.
No. The best part...
he chickened out the door. Like, what?
Actually, makes sense.
The best part was it said because we get to the point where it's like I was chasing him and he turned and pushed me.
Yeah,
it said he pushed her and that's pushed me because it's in first person. He pushed me and that's when I messed up on the floor.
And I was like, crapped yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I think we should just change this part to fell.
Yeah. And he's like, okay.
Yeah. He was like, he actually was like appreciative of it. He's like, you fixing my English helps me. He'd only been speaking English for like 3 or 4 years or something like that.
Oh,
and
wow.
Went to Miami.
Amazing. Hot Cop Miami.
Yes.
By the way, that's a TV show
it totally
everybody
is.
Wants to watch.
Oh my gosh.
I'll write that.
So
Sorrento
finally,
Cop in the hot Sorrento Cop in Miami.
In Miami. No.
Yeah. I am here learning English.
Yeah.
That man, he stole your purse. I'll get it.
Yeah.
Like,
he chickened out the door.
He chickened out the door.
Oh,
I messed up on the floor. So you're like, this now makes sense.
Fucking thing. It gets stamped. I get handed all this stuff, by the way. I still have this entire police report in Italian.
You gotta frame it.
I think
Come on,
I have.
That's
I,
awesome.
I have the police report and my report from the hospital. Everything's in Italian. I have no idea what the fuck it says.
Amazing.
I'm like, sure. So finally, we leave. We get to our Airbnb probably around like almost 10 o'clock or something like that. And that's when I'm like, I need fucking wine.
Yeah.
Someone just bring me wine. And so that's when like all the adrenaline came down.
Yeah.
And like I started seeing my friends and I started telling the story. And like, then it was the whole wedding weekend and I was meeting everyone's family members and all that stuff. Yep. And my friend was marrying a guy from Texas. So all of his relatives are like these like Texan dudes. And I can't tell you how many times I told the story to one of them. And they were like, that's why we need guns. And I was like, no, if a gun was involved, I would have shot myself in the face when I fell on the train tracks.
Yeah. Or been shot by the guy who was just stealing your phone.
By the way, that's something I kept thinking about. Like, you know, after the fact, like processing, if you had told me that's the way I would have reacted in that situation, I would have thought you were crazy.
Right. Interesting.
I would have never thought in a million years I would chase a dude onto train tracks like that.
That's awesome.
Well,
but that's the thing is that, and Heather talks about this all the time. Yeah. She's like, I have no idea what would happen if I ever was in a situation like that, because you literally can never know
until it happens,
because it's not a conscious thought. But it just happens.
But then also I was thinking, what the fuck if I actually caught the guy? What was I going to do? I've never been in a fight before. Like, and what if he had a knife or something? Like, that was moronic what I did. And I told the story so many times at the wedding, and so many people were like, wow, you're fucking badass. Like, you're really brave. And I was like, really? I just feel really stupid, to be honest with you.
You're brave and stupid.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I should have prefaced this whole story with, do not try this at home. I don't recommend what I did. I mean, look, I'm glad I have a couple battle wounds from it and some scars and a good story and like... And the other like nice
plus Augustino.
Hot cop. And the other thing I was saying is like I hosted an event for Samsung last year and they had given me that phone, so I didn't pay for the phone.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
I knew that all my stuff had hopefully, knock on wood, been saved to the cloud, which now I know it has. So I didn't lose anything.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I emailed Samsung when I thank God I still had my iPad. Thank God my iPad hadn't been stolen in Naples because it was the only way I had to communicate with like,
I can't believe
my family and everything.
You
almost lost both.
But that you were thefted, like you were targeted twice
I know.
On that
robbers.
Which, by the way,
those robbers, those fucking chicken robbers.
Well, so let me just finish this. I emailed Samsung when I got on Wi-Fi and told them the whole story, and they had a phone waiting for me like at my front door when I got back to the States.
That's awesome.
I have a huge thanks to Samsung for that. They were amazing because that helped ease my whole stress about the situation. Like, I felt very much more at ease about the whole thing.
Yeah, you're like, I get home, I don't need to deal with it.
But the saying that I was targeted twice, like, one, I never consider myself a victim. Like, I don't live my life that way. So when it happened to me when someone almost snagged my iPad, that just made me angry. And then I think that's why I chased the guy on the train. It had nothing to do with my phone. I think I was so angry.
For your anger.
Yeah. But I think I was so angry that I watched this guy turn me into a victim.
Yeah.
That I just fucking, it was like, I needed to show him he couldn't do that to me.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't do it to me. I think.
No, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it was actually the best case scenario.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Because you showed him that if he steals somebody's phone on a train, there's a chance that they're going to go batshit crazy and chase him.
Yes.
So now he's going to be like, fuck, should I steal that phone or not? Right? That's the best case scenario on his end.
Yeah.
And B, you didn't catch him.
No,
which is actually really good. Had you caught him, he might have been able to do bad things. You know what I mean?
I think that was God looking out for me, me tripping. I think me tripping was God
scenario,
going like,
really.
Okay, Allison, you really need to get back on that train and chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
And I was oh, okay. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So, well, thanks for coming home.
Yeah, I know. So I'm still like, my shoulder's fine. My knee is still kind of sore. This bruise has gone all the way down my shin. It's not attractive. But I can walk. I couldn't walk right for a couple of days.
Yeah.
But my finger was still like bugging me and like kind of bruised and swollen. So I went to the hand doctor yesterday.
Yeah.
The hand doctor.
Because there's a person who's like, hi, I'm a Mr. Hand Doctor.
I didn't know who to go to be quite frank. But I called my aunt's a physical therapist. She lives in Maryland. Yeah. And I was like, what should I do? And she's like, I'll look up people near you.
Yeah.
And so she found this one guy and I went yesterday. And they were like, we're going to splint your finger. So now I have to wear this brace, this splint ring finger on my right hand.
It is kind of cool.
Badass.
It does look badass.
But I have to wear this for 3 weeks just to make sure.
That's not Jesus.
Oh my gosh, we're done with the show.
That was the most epically long, amazing story of all time.
I'm just telling you.
No. I mean, my story is basically done.
That's fantastic.
There's a super awesome ending to this.
Hot cop?
Okay.
Hot cop?
Hold on. No, not hot cop.
Oh.
By the way, I did totally chicken out asking hot cop out for drinks because the next day my friends were like, we're going out for drinks. Why don't you invite the guy? And I'm like, yeah. And we like walk back over to the station and we literally get to the door and I'm like, nope, not doing it. And my friend is like, what are you doing? And I was like, listen, I'm brave enough to chase a dude down train tracks. I am not brave enough to ask out hot cop.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Augustino lives only in my brain.
Okay. Are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
I'm so excited.
I don't even know what's happening.
I'm about to give you guys a present. present from my trip.
Oh,
what?
I hope it's Hop Cop.
No. What is it?
Is that a giant Kinder egg?
It is a giant plastic Kinder egg.
Oh my gosh.
Filled with
You made
Kinder
it!
Eggs. Kinder eggs!
You made How did you get this through customs?
I bought it at the duty free shop when I had a layover at Heathrow.
It's a real Kinder.
It's a real Kinder egg.
There's
in
there.
When I was going through customs, I was like, don't stop me, don't stop me, don't stop me. What are you doing? Eat it. That's for you, Tom.
Picture this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
I was happy about
this
thing.
I'll make this the picture of the show.
My camera sucks.
I'll make the picture. This will be the picture.
This little dude, yeah. But how hilarious is this plastic egg thing?
Our new mascot.
I know. When I saw it, I like literally cracked up laughing. And I asked the woman very clearly, because the whole thing was wrapped up. I couldn't actually open it. I was like, is the actual Kinder eggs inside, right? It's not the split ones.
Right.
And she's
no. Open it up so I can do a reveal. Oh, my God.
It's a giant Kinder egg filled with little Kinder
there
eggs.
It is.
That is amazing.
Isn't it so
very
cool?
Thoughtful, Allison.
And there's
you.
Seven Kinder eggs inside of it.
We should do a YouTube video because...
Yes, oh, my gosh.
So, and by the way, somebody emailed me. That is amazing. Well, let's open one.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. Because there's three on the top. This is like
exactly.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
So so some guy emailed. So back to like show.
Yeah.
Somebody emailed the 64th most watched video in the history of YouTube.
No. Oh my gosh.
64th is somebody opening 20 Kinder eggs.
So you see, it's a chocolate egg and you can feel that there's a toy inside.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh!
Yes. So screw you, customs. I got Kinder eggs into
Dude, I am so proud of you.
So
forget running after somebody.
And they're white chocolate on the inside?
Okay, hold on.
That's good.
You bit the egg. Fuck yeah.
Alex ate the egg with the toy inside.
Yeah.
Which is why they made them illegal in the first place, Alex.
Yeah, which by the way, I don't understand how you could actually swallow this thing. It looks like a
This is different.
It looks like a minion.
Yeah, but I think they changed that.
No, they didn't.
No, I mean, but like years ago when they first started, probably wasn't in this like plastic minion.
It totally was.
What?
I had these as kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They opened differently, but it was the same size thing.
That's good fucking chocolate.
That's really good.
I'm going to eat more.
All right.
Sorry,
this
open
is the
it up
best
and get
gift.
Your toy.
This is the best gift ever.
Oh, my God.
Right?
This one is even cooler. I think it's some kind of transformer.
So happy about it. I was going to be so sad if customs took this away from me.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so
how do you
stoked
open,
when I found it.
I'm not smart enough to open it.
The top pops.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh.
I think I got a tractor. You know, because I love tractors.
Nice. What did I get? I got
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
I got a little red.
Oh my God! I got a weird dude on a spring.
What? I want that.
Yeah, bro.
What?
Yeah, bro.
I got a dude with like a TV screen for a head or something.
Dude,
I want that one too.
I got a weird purple dude with sunglasses and a big ass smile on a spring. So you guys fail at Kinder Egg.
I literally don't know what mine is.
Look at this guy. Look at this fucking guy just chilling.
Oh, you can write on the screen. You can scratch on the little screen and it makes like pictures and then it disappears.
Okay.
Yeah, look at what I got, guys.
Oh, your dude is rad.
Wait for it. He's a happy spring.
Yeah, look, you can just scribble on this thing and then erase
it. These are pretty awesome.
Dude, Allison. Hey, Slip, everybody.
I did it.
That is awesome.
Returning.
Yes.
From her adventures in Europe.
And totally winning the day.
Dude, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you came back.
Yeah.
Me too.
So before we run,
because
that was the best like epic thing ever.
I know.
Handful of emails.
Yeah.
Wait, really? We're still doing emails?
Yeah, but this one's literally the subject is Allison is a witch.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, and it's very short, but I was
let's get through it.
I have to read this one.
We got no time.
So it's from Dana. Mm-hmm. It said subject, Whitfield, New York. No, site, Whitfield, New York. Subject, podcast, ghost ship. Prelude, during podcast, Allison says, quote, maybe I'm climbing the Eiffel Tower right now while someone listens to this podcast, plus Twitter. As I listen to a podcast, tweet comes in from Allison showing her walking up to aforementioned tower.
Yes!
Equals, Allison is a witch.
Yep.
Wow.
I totally agree with that.
I did it. Someone else tweeted me because I was like, the episode after, I was like, I'm probably in Rome eating gelato. And then someone was like, listening to your podcast, clicked over to your Instagram, and there's a picture of you eating gelato in Rome. I'm
dude,
like, yep.
You're like, screw it, I'm doing it.
I knew what I was doing on this trip.
Oh my God.
I mean, for the most part.
So much stuff to digest.
Yeah, I know.
I love it.
Yeah. Including Kinder Eggs.
I should mention that... I think that we may have started a rash of men getting their penis bit by things on toilets.
I saw that.
because
the python.
We, and by the way, I love that we are the go-to like
penis
news outlet
things.
For that, because I have received, we've received so many emails and so many tweets about the poor guy in Thailand who got his penis bit by a giant like 8-foot python.
Fuck that shit.
That was in his toilet too.
Yeah.
Again.
Guys, check your toilet.
Stop using toilets, people.
Yeah. Shit on the sidewalk like normal people.
All right. I think we have
to
wrap up.
Yeah, I know.
Do we have anything we have to let people know? Oh, I'm hosting a D&D live at Meltdown this Wednesday.
Cool.
Pre-show starts at 2:30. The full show starts at 4. It's on Twitch. I can't remember the Twitch website right now, but I'm sure if you Google D&D live at Meltdown,
it'll be right there.
We're announcing the new storyline for Dungeons and Dragons. I'm really excited about it. It should be a fun time.
That's
check
super
it out.
Cool. Yep. Super cool.
Yep. Is that?
I think that might be it. I'm doing. I don't know what the hell else is going on.
Yeah.
I have. Well, I'll tell you this story. Hopefully, we'll be finished by next week. But I have been VR-less since you left.
Why? What happened?
First off, my fault. I get it. I'm an idiot. I just got so fucking excited. Okay. So I had,
Alex, we don't have time.
I know.
Just gotta tell us why. Just gotta tell us why.
So VR. Yeah. I had a dead pixel in my Vive headset.
Yeah. Oh, you did? I thought you said it was dust.
I thought it was dust. Turned it is dead pixel.
Okay.
So I set up the RMA. Yeah. Which means like return to manufacturer assistance or whatever the fuck. That's not whatever. But it basically means send it back to them, right?
Yeah.
I get them to say yes to this at like 3:30 on, let's call it a Monday.
Okay.
So I am like, balls, I gotta go. So many things went wrong because I just wanted to get it sent.
Yeah.
They told me not to send the 3-into-1 cable, which is the giant cable that comes out of the back. Doesn't look like a cable that I can remove. So I go, well, maybe they're talking about, like, I just gotta send this thing. So not only do I rush to the place, and I spend $70 to like overnight this thing back to them. I show up 2 hours later. I get my free overnight air from UPS.
Oh.
So A, idiot there. B, they fix it. By fixing it, they're replacing it.
Yeah.
And they send it back to me. So I'm like sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be so
without
great.
Without the cord.
Not only does it not have the cord, it doesn't even have the head strap. And it doesn't even have the buckles that the head strap goes onto. It's literally a ViewMaster. And I go, well, fuck.
Yeah.
That's not good. So I get on the chat with the thing and I'm like, I sent the fucking thing. I'm an idiot, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, okay, well, they're looking for your accessories in the warehouse.
Oh, my God.
Because it's a brand new one. It's a different one. It's not mine.
Oh.
They just went, oh, that's fucked up.
Well,
send them a new one.
Out, yeah.
Oh, no, dude.
So then I get an email like 6 days later that says, we're overnighting you this thing. Here's your ticket. Oh, my God, it's great. And I start looking at the list of things. They're overnighting me a head strap, a left buckle. A right buckle, a cover plate for the cable. No mention of the cable.
Cord. Oh,
so
shit.
Then the thing shows up and I pick it up and I'm like, way too light.
Yeah,
no cord. No cord.
Heavy. I keep
so I get back.
It.
Blah, 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 blah. I get on the fucking tech support and I'm like talking to them on the thing and I go, yeah, I fucked up. Like, I get it. I fucked up.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll give you money.
Yeah. Give me
the
cord.
For the fuck up.
Yeah.
But I can't use it. And it's $900. Like, it's sitting there.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, oh, well, they're too. That the demand's too high for these, we can't give you one.
What?
So you've got
to
literally. He just goes, so you got to find some third party cable. And I was like, third party cable? Like
they make those?
They do not make those.
Oh my God!
So I go, so I'm on my own. Like I get that I fucked up. And he was like, the terms of service says don't send the three. And I go, bro, I get it. I fucked up.
Yeah.
But you're telling me the solution is. Buy another $800 headset?
Oh my God.
For the cable? Wow. And he's like, sorry.
Oh God.
And he goes, you can check back next week and maybe we'll have more of them.
I would have immediately been like, I'm speaking to your superior. And then been like, I have a podcast in which I'm going to flame
the but here's the fucking thing that's crazy is they're so overwhelmed that literally they're 24, like they're 7 days a week, like 12-hour tech support chat.
Yeah.
90% of the time it's like, chat's unavailable.
Oh my God.
I've sent emails. It's just nothing.
This
so
sucks.
It's like, I know. So I'm literally, as soon as we're done here, I'm driving to Fry's. I've bought all these like fucked up cables. I'm Jerry Rigging. I've bought so many fucked up cables. I'm trying to jerry-rig it to see if I can make it actually work.
Yeah.
It's going to explode on you.
So we'll see. Yeah. And then Heather was smart, and she was like, well, you should tweet like to see if anybody works at 8.
That's
like,
exactly
at,
what I would have done the first. I knocked my cable bill down like $100 by tweeting about it.
No, but I wanted to go through like the channels. And I was like, I can wait. I get it. And I fucked up. I'll go through the waiting process. But it's just like literally I'm sitting here going, it's sitting in there. Yeah. It's just sitting in there. And so many things. And other VR companies have like tweeted us and given me codes to like their games, like Kismet game. And I'm like, I want to try it. I want to try it right now. I don't have any work.
Really?
Anyway.
That sucks.
Bummer.
So fuck that shit. All right, people.
I just got so excited realizing the arms on this plastic Kinder Egg move.
That is the best gift ever.
Yes.
And we will all have one more Kinder Egg before we leave.
All right. I'm so glad to be back, guys.
Welcome
Good
back.
To see
I'm
you,
so
Allison.
Glad you're safe.
I'm sorry this was an extra long podcast, but I felt like Hot Cop was worth
it.
No,
dude.
Right?
This episode is going to be titled Augustino.
No, 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 no.
Okay,
it should
Hot
be...
Cop. Wait, Kinder Egg? We'll figure something out.
Phone thief, I feel like, is more appropriate.
Phone robber.
Phone robber. Phone robber.
Phone robber.
It's more
there
serious.
There you go.
Amazing.
Phone robber.
Amazing.
So if you like this episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Al and Alex, please subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher. And
we're working on the Google thing.
Google
I got emails into Nerdist. I mean, they're the only ones that can do it, so we're waiting on them.
We're working on it. Please subscribe and rate us. Send us an email at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Mm-hmm. And that is it for this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Aislab.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. With us this week the lovely...
Tom just flexed his arms at me and I chose to ignore him.
Yeah, which is good. Tom Flexamagilly, Super Volcano Krajewski.
Good to be here.
All right, people. We'll see you next week. Stay safe.
Ciao.
Sorrento.
Ciao.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.